How's it going?
Not bad.
Chill.
So is this the board meeting?
Andrea Murphy is a bartender at the Sourdough Bar. She's also a regular participant in the bar's twice-weekly board meetings, which is the formal term for a group of regulars that for years has gathered on Sundays and Wednesday afternoons to check in, have a couple of drinks, and, for some of them, smoke. Now, though, the smokers will have to take it outside, because the 50s-era Sourdough Bar is officially smoke-free. The owners decided a couple of weeks ago to make the switch, saying that they expect a proposed statewide ban on workplace smoking to pass in the next year or two, and they wanted to get in ahead of that ban.
Oh, are you giving away the ashtrays?
We have a lot that we have no need for anymore, so the boss has informed me that, hey, take one on the way out.
Murphy smokes, so she'll have to go outside now if she wants a cigarette. But as an employee, she knows she'll benefit.
We're all thinking this is great. We want to breathe. So,
on the other hand, though,
I'm definitely on the fence. I'm pro because of the health issue, but also when people come up here, it's the last frontier. It's that time warp. It's that feeling of, I do get tourists. They're like, oh my goodness, where am I? This is great.
So what has the reaction been to the announcement? What have you heard from customers?
It's been from both sides. I've heard some angry reactions to, hey, this is Alaska. This is come to Alaska, it's the last frontier. You smoke cigarettes, we drink, we're lagers, or rough around the edges.
Murphy says that others told her they'll start coming to the Sourdough now that smoking is no longer allowed. Jim Van Horn is another board meeting regular.
I notice you are smoking a cigar.
That's right. I haven't smoked in 30 years, but I have a memorial cigar for the Sourdough Bar.
You're actually not a smoker, generally.
I'm not a smoker, no. I am a cancer survivor from smoking, but as a gesture Sourdough Bar for standing up and going to non-smoking, I'm behind him 100%.
Van Horn added, though, that he doesn't want the government to dictate smoking rules. He thinks it should be up to business owners. A few bar stools down sits another Sourdough customer, a beer in front of her, along with a pack of smokes on the bar and a lit cigarette in the ashtray.
Everybody calls me Punky.
Okay, and what do you think about the change?
I think it's great.
Okay, and you are a smoker. I see you're smoking.
I am a smoker. It's not going to bother me at all because I enjoy coming in here.
Okay, so you're going to come anyway?
Oh, you bet. You bet.
All right. And when you want a cigarette?
Step outside when it's not raining.
And when it is raining?
Step outside.
Everyone I talk to in the bar acknowledge that times are changing, and maybe that's okay.
The bar, it's kind of like the living room. Just come out and hang out, talk to people, and enjoy conversation, and you don't have to get black lung while doing it now.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.
Now, I'm a feller with a heart of gold, with the ways of a gentleman, I've been told. The kind of a feller that wouldn't even harm a flea. But if me and a certain character met, the guy that invented the cigarette, I'd murder that son of a gun in the first degree.